greetings to the family, friends, and loved ones of Lisa Byers, who was recently promoted to heaven by God this past week. I'd especially like to offer special condolences and comfort to Lisa's husband, Tim, her mother, Wanda, her sisters, Debbie and Stacy, and her sons, Timothy and Jonathan. And I am extremely sorry for your loss. It has been and is a privilege for me to have known Lisa and to actually be able to memorialize her during this time. It is a real privilege, and I thank Tim and the family for considering me able to do so. Although I'm going to use really mostly Lisa's words and not mine, so this memorial is more so going to be from her. In a letter to me a couple of years ago, Lisa stated, as you see there next to her, "The Lord has taken me on a journey." And we find her journey to be difficult and different than usual. But all of us have been and still are on a journey. And they all have their difficulties, and they're all different. I have known Lisa through correspondence now for probably about 4 years. She considered me her pastor, and she was a member of our church from 3,000 miles away. I had the privilege of meeting her and spending a few days with her when she visited us three summers ago here in Oregon. She got to attend my wife's baby shower, and she spent time with members of the congregation, spent time with me. I got to speak with her. And, you know, if I didn't have already loved her by our correspondence, which I did, I would have definitely loved her by speaking to her. She has an easy manner, an easy laugh. She's very accepting and just made you feel like she was willing to do anything for you. And, of course, we both shared our love of the Lord Jesus Christ together and our love of His Word, and as we had in our emails. But when you see someone like a friend like that face-to-face for the first time is really special. In fact, she planned to visit us again this year in April. She wrote to me in March that she sadly had to cancel the trip over concerns of coronavirus and her low white blood cell count. And I do wish that I could have seen her then, but I will see her soon enough. In the few days that I got to see her and spend time talking to her, when we shared in our conversations about our love of the Lord and the love of His Word, I almost see Lisa as she had a kind of childlike gleam in her eyes, free and open way to herself, as if she feared nothing and had nothing to hide, and was plainly offering herself in love to whomever needed it. She was easy to laugh. She had a kid's laugh, and if you've heard it, you know what I mean. She had she gave me the desire to know her more, and I'm very, very privileged and glad to have spent time with her. In the last 3 years, I thought about Lisa a lot from time to time, knowing what she was going through, knowing that she was fighting something that she couldn't face head on. I would pray for her body's success, for the Lord healing her, and from time to time checked in on her by email to see if my prayers were being answered. I found out that they were answered, but not in the way that I had thought. The Lord tells us that in His Word that we really don't know how to pray, but still He bids us to pray. He commands us to pray, asks us to pray. And He is a father with little children who don't really know exactly what they need. And so, as I've, these last few days, I have read over all of our correspondence by email, Lisa and I's. I've read them over actually multiple times. And these last few days, about a dozen lengthy emails, all I see in them for her is a big wave of faith. I did not see perfection, mind you. She wasn't perfect, but none of us are. But she revealed to me, especially when you read them all together, it's a reading of 3 years of correspondence all within hours, you find faith in them, a big wave of faith, like a big broad brushstroke over a clean white piece of paper. Her body wasn't cured, but her soul flourished. Her soul, though at times it feared, at times it asked, why me? At times felt the pressure of despondency, found a healing that few can claim and which no doctor or clinic can give. In one letter she said to me, I have looked back on the physical pain testing as truly a blessing. It was a very intimate time of resting in the Lord. It gave me opportunities to witness the Lord to others, and my prayer life definitely increased. That's amazing. Because that's faith. She's not just talking about faith. She's living it. Faith overcomes all things and pleases the soul in ways that even a healthy body cannot give. There's a mystery to faith that only God knows. Lisa also encouraged me several times when I doubted myself and my ability to do the things that God had called me to do. She seemed to know when and how to lift me up. An email from her would be waiting for me. And when she had so many concerns in her own life, she found the time to email me. And in one of them, she said, Hi, Pastor Joe. How is your issue? I put issue there in brackets because it was a personal thing. How is your issue and how are you doing with your other issue-wise situation? She says, I keep you in my prayers. As I went over that email, I found that she also shared a quote from C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity. Her and I shared a love of C.S. Lewis and his writing, and she quoted Lewis as, we have to be continually reminded of what we believe. Then she quoted him in saying, quote, that is why we must not be surprised if we are in for a rough time. When a man turns to Christ and sees and seems to be getting on pretty well, he often feels that it would now be natural if things went fairly smoothly. When trouble comes, he's disappointed. Why now? Because God is forcing him on or up to a higher level, putting him into situations where he will have to be very much braver or more patient or more loving than he ever dreamed of being before. It seems to us all unnecessary, but that is because we have not yet had the slightest notion of the tremendous thing he means to make of us. Great quote from Lewis, and so appropriate for Lisa. Lisa took that to heart, and not in a passing faith that may last an hour or two, but in a way in which she wanted to see the power of God in herself continually. She desired it. And believe me, it's easy to get disappointed in yourself when you want to be that type of person. Above all, Lisa included, we all come up short. But faith says keep going. Faith says keep seeking. Faith says keep knocking. And as I said, when I reread Lisa's letters, the clearest thing that I saw throughout them all was faith. Over the years, you can see your faith increase, in fact. And in this, Lisa is inspiring and comforting, even now. Even from heaven, she can minister to us. Lisa wrote me once about another person in her life who was suffering and said that she was hoping that God would show them the tapestry of this testing from the right side. And it's a beautiful image. On one side, a tapestry looks like a mess of string and yarn in all random directions. But on the right side, one sees how that mess of colored yarn makes a comprehensive or cohesive picture. She once wrote to me about her battle with what she called the worry monster. She got a report, but couldn't get clarification from her doctor for another few days. She asked me for prayer. Pray, she said, quote, pray that I can stay strong and hold the shield of faith against the worry monster. And it's quite an image in my mind to see little Lisa Byers holding a shield against a massive, fierce monster. And yet, God defeated that monster through Lisa's faith. She wrote to me soon after that when the prognosis became sure, she found it actually freeing. And she thanked the Lord for it. She said that it clarified her future path, having less distraction from what-ifs and more reliance on the Lord, enabling her to have a more intimate walk with the Lord. It's no surprise that one of her favorite passages in the Scripture was Psalm 23, and not because it's popular. The reason Psalm 23 is so popular is because of its simplicity and its brevity and its beauty. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lisa said to me, when I think or seek out the Father, I think of Him saying, Lisa, my child, I will, and then fill in the blank. And that is very comforting. My last email from her was from the end of September, about 7 weeks ago. She told me that it had been a challenging but rewarding couple of months. She laughed that the one good thing about COVID-19 was that it at least slowed everyone down to a life at her pace. So, of course, questions arise for us all in this life. Why did this or that happen to me? Why didn't this or that happen to me or for me? We cannot answer hardly any of these questions about the important things. We find that control of life is often an illusion. Some call upon fate. Some call upon chance. Some trust their horoscope. And some of us call upon the God and Father, upon God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. And those of us who trust Him, we still don't know the reason why particulars. He doesn't actually answer us the particulars, but He does offer us an answer, and it's actually the most astounding and unexpected answer. We ask of Him and He says, I love you. And what's even more astounding is it's not the answer that we want. We wanted something particular. We wanted something psychic or cosmic. But when you consider God's answer, it's really the only one that we, finite-minded as we are, can comprehend. If the Father loves you, then everything's going to be okay. If the Father loves you, then everything that happens in your life is for a purpose. And I pray that all listening would see and hear that purpose if you don't know it already. And it's in the person of Jesus Christ, the Father's Son. The Son became a man and died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. As it says in Psalm 23, the shepherd can restore our souls. And why? That's because God loved us so much that God became a man and died for us. His love draws us to Him. He took our place, was judged for us, so that nothing in us could be judged. He was judged for the sins of the whole world and died in our place. And in victory over death, He rose from the grave on the third day and offered us victory over death through Him. He asked all of us, sinners we are, to believe in Him and so receive His eternal life as a gift. And that's why Christians are sad to lose their loved ones and their company and their touch. But we are overjoyed that they're promoted to heaven. In Psalm 116, it says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His godly ones. Through the cross of Jesus Christ, God has opened the door of salvation to all men. And through faith in Christ, you will be delivered to a life away from all fear of death. This eulogy, as I said, is really written by Lisa. I asked her husband, Tim, a man Lisa praised and extolled to me as a strong and precious man to her. I asked him if I could use her own words. He said that Lisa probably wouldn't let me, but because she was a private person, as you all know. But her words from her person, a person who walked this path, are way more powerful than mine, and they're more valuable than my words. And so I leave it to her to finish. These are from her emails to me, and they're not written to me. They're written about the Lord and about her, and I want her to read them to you. She wrote, "With the prognosis, I again saw myself as a sheep, walking with my shepherd through a dangerous valley on the way to the high ground. My shepherd is protecting me, guiding me, talking and comforting me, and at times carrying me. I ain't going to stray from his side in this dangerous valley." She said, "I want to know how to witness and reach those in my family, friends, and acquaintances. I want my walk with the Lord through this challenge to be a witness to them. I had been praying that my loved ones would be challenged to consider the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior by a metaphoric lightning bolt. And on the Lord's part, this is pretty efficient. I realize now that I might be that lightning bolt." And she is. And that's a great image. As you can see, I just enjoyed her email so much. And I know you all enjoyed her so very much. And again, I am so sorry for your loss, but so happy for her promotion. She is now at peace, without pain, face to face with the Lord. "I have wondered," she wrote, "why me? How long do I have? Is my faith strong enough? All I could do was cling to the pearls that I had learned during Bible class about who God is and what His plan is for me. And I cling to such pearls as..." And then she gave me a list. This list should be heard. "Lisa, you have nothing to worry about. I am, says God, and you are my child. I have everything under control. The comfort is that God knows everything I get anxious about, what burdens me, what plagues me. God knows these things intimately, and whether He allows them to remain to test and teach me, or He allows them to remain so that I can reveal them to others, I know He is going to deliver me." Again, faith. She wrote, "Since I cannot control my life, stop trying. Hold on to things with an open hand. I really have control over one thing, my attitude about the present moment. Stop worrying and choose to enjoy life's simple pleasures. The good thing and the bad are rich gifts from God. Things are going to be hard, but not impossible. Trusting God to coach, walk alongside the side of, and at times carry me through." And she writes, "Regarding the trouble that found me, God put me on this earth. He has a plan and a purpose for me being here, and I am not going to leave this earth until His plan and purpose through me are done, complete, and I reach the seventh day, then, or when, I can go home to the Lord and rest." And that is where she is now. I know that we will all remember her as a woman of faith, one who lived these words and not only said them. She is victorious now. At home with her Lord Jesus Christ, happy, healthy, and full of wonder at her new beginning. God has given all of us life through Jesus Christ, who Himself rose from the grave on the third day. The Lord said to us, recorded in the Gospel of John, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." The same author, the Apostle John, wrote in Revelation, he said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death, there shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we have been able to know and enjoy your daughter, Lisa. We know that you are sovereign and take your children home when you will. We thank you that by means of your Son, Jesus Christ, that Lisa is home with you in heaven, filled with joy without pain, and the old things having gone away. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and love. We ask, Father, that you comfort Lisa's loved ones, comfort us all. Let Lisa be that lightning bolt that she desired to be, and lead all of us, Father, to your deliverance. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.